Johnny Carson. What can you lose? Confess all your sins. March from your pews right to the Holiday Inn, and then get down on your knees and repent. Hey, you only ate at 3%. Sex has stole the show. It's everything that you ask and were afraid to know. I tell you, sex will never die. Or someone closer. And while the intellectuals analyze our plight, perverted heterosexuals boogie down all night. Even our politicians are taking prone positions. I tell you, son, if this is it, shit, one out of every six is liberated. The rest of us are oversexed and still frustrated. What lies ahead? Where will it end? Turn down your bed and baby, jump on a friend. And when true brotherly love has begun, yeah, we'll all be number one.
We're back, and this is J.D. Doyle in part three of QMH for August. Most of you know Thelma Houston from her huge disco hit Don't Leave Me This Way, which reached number one in 1976. But she also recorded a very gay song that year for the movie Norman, Is That You? The movie starred Red Fox and Pearl Bailey, and the premise was their finding out that their son, Norman, was gay and dating a white man. I've played Tom Robinson many times on my show. He's a music hero of mine, and in fact, I featured an interview with him in 2004. And of course, I played his classic anthem, Glad to Be Gay. But I've never played the following version of that song. Now, I have to back up a bit. A music historian in the UK has set up, I think, a very cool website saluting the song Glad to Be Gay. You can find it at gladtobegay.net, and it is very well done. You can download 18 different versions of the song, including one Tom sang just for me during my own interview. That version was unique because it was the only one containing a verse about Matthew Shepard. Well, I picked for you to hear a demo recorded 2 years before what is generally considered the original version. So it was recorded with Tom's acoustic trio, Cafe Society, in 1976. Glad to Be Gay.
British police are the best in the world. I don't believe one of these stories I've heard about them raiding our pubs for no reason at all, lining the customers up by the wall, picking out people and knocking them down, resisting arrest as they're kicked on the ground, searching their houses and calling them queer. I don't believe that sort of thing happens here. So sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Pictures of naked young women are fun in Esquire and Playboy, page 3 of the Sun. But naked young men are corrupt and obscene, and that's why they only bust our magazines. Read how disgusting we are in the press, in the Telegraph, People of Sunday Express. Molesters of children, corruptors of youth, it's there in the paper, it must be the truth. Safe as you walk down the street, you don't have to miss.
caught him and kicked in his teeth. He was only hospitalized for a week. So sing if you're glad to be gay. But they still sent him down. He was only mistreated a couple of years, 'cause even in prison they look after the queers. So sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Clubs, arrest us for meeting and raid all our pubs. Make sure your boyfriend's at least 21, so only your friends and your brothers get done. Lie to your workmates and lie to your folks. Put down the queens and tell antiquated jokes. Gay lips ridiculous, join the laughter. The buggers are legal now, what more are they after? Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy.
In 1972, a band called Another Pretty Face recorded an album that was not released until 2004. Why not? Well, the music business has holes in the road and plans don't always work out. But the tapes were found and restored, and the music did come out. And I think it's pretty good, and quite indicative of that glam rock period. Terry Roth, also known as T. Roth of Zen for Primates, fronted the band, and there were a number of tracks I could have picked, but settled for He'll Fall.
Just a photograph, but was signed with love from David. It was just an autograph, the words they somehow made it. But he was just another boy, but somehow apprehensive. And he was just a space age toy, but remained on the defensive. You'll pout and you'll cry, he'll come screaming voodoo. Takes you home tonight. The last dance, romance. He looks so good in the cool moonlight. You'll pout and just a teenage thrill. You spoke your name so sweetly, and it was just a tiny pill, but packaged so discreetly. Red heat, red light, I hope your boyfriend takes me home tonight. Last dance, romance, he looks so good in the cool moonlight. You'll pout and you'll cry, he'll come screaming voodoo. You rant and you moan, he'll fall in love with you.
Did you run, run, run? Did you run, run?
Somebody told me his name was Bill.
Did you run, run, run? Did you run, run? Yeah, my heart stood still. Yeah, and his name was Bill. Yeah, and when he walked me home, did you run, run, run? Did you run, run? Yeah.
Of course, that was the Do Run Run, also done by Another Pretty Face. And longtime listeners know I adore male cover versions of girl group songs of the 60s. I did a special show in October of 2005, playing 3 hours of them, so you know I'm going to continue to share them with you when I find them. Now, some of you might be curious where I get my info about some of these obscure acts, so I'll tell you about one of them. I have a special interest in female impersonation. No, not doing it, but in that history of our culture. And I have a huge section on my website preserving this information. This includes a section I call my Drag Artist Discography. And I want to know about every female impersonator and drag queen who ever recorded anything. Now, I do a lot of research, and I was searching in an online newspaper archives and found a little gem of information. It was an ad from January of 1953 for a Chicago club called Jimmy's Alpine. The ad read, "Featuring Stash Carter, female impersonator and Mercury recording star." I did a double take. I'd never heard of him, and indeed know of very few female impersonators recording in the 50s. And that's about all the info I found on the female impersonation part. though I did see Billboard trade ads for the two 78s he released and was quickly able to track down copies of them. Another small piece I found called Stash Carter a Delineator of Johnny Ray, which I guess means he sang in a similar style, which I think is a fair comparison. I'm playing for you one side of each of those 78s, and they both are from early 1952, starting with I Didn't Go to Your Wedding. And you know, the lyrics don't exactly say whether he's singing to the bride or groom.
I didn't go to your wedding. I must have been too proud. Many eyes would have stared, too many friends in the crowd. I didn't go to your wedding. I had too much to do. I never liked orange blossoms, they always made me blue. I was a fool to keep thinking my dreams would come true. What made me think I'd be singing? Oh, promise me with you. I didn't go to your wedding. It must have been my pride. I didn't go to your wedding. I just stayed at home and cried. I was a fool to keep thinking my dreams would come true. What made me think I'd be singing? Oh, promise me with you. I didn't go to your wedding. It must have been my pride. I didn't go to your wedding. I just stayed at home and I cried my poor heart out. I just stayed at home and cried.
And Stash Carter sings Joyce Kilmer.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as the tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breath. A tree that looks at God all day and lets her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, intimately lives with rain. Homes are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Thank you.
a tree that bends summer well, a nest of robins in her hair, a pine whose bosom snow has lain, the winds of my face lives with rain. Oh, poems are made by fools like me. Oh, but only God can make a tree.
Again, two from 1952 by Stash Carter, with the second being a musical version of the Joyce Kilmer poem, Trees. And for these next three tracks, I'm going way back. I recently read that during World War I, Irving Berlin was asked to write a show to improve the morale of the troops, which he was glad to do. But he ended up having to take out of the show one of the songs because it caused way too much loud snickering by the soldiers in the audiences. It was called I Can Always Find a Little Sunshine in the YMCA. Done here by Lambert Murphy and the Orpheus Quartet from 1918. These next two are examples of something I love, cross vocals from the 1930s and before. These are songs that tended to be sung by a woman, but are instead sung by a man, keeping those pronouns intact. They sound pretty gay now, but are only gay in hindsight. Here's why. In those days, music publishers had a stranglehold on the rights to their catalogs. Singers could not change a word, period. So it was not uncommon for a man to seemingly sing a song to a man or a woman to a woman. The public knew of the restriction on singers and did not really pay attention to any gay connotations. But today we do, which makes these a lot of fun.
what a man. I hold my breath when he holds my hand. Hot dad, 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 daddy, what a man. Joy is sweet, what a dream. Makes me dream what I want to dream. Hot dad, 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 daddy, what a man. He's not so handsome, he's not so smart, but he can Charleston, Charleston on a car. Never cold, always hot, just the red hot and hot and top. Hot and dead, 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 daddy, what a man.
I'll be waiting, waiting, waiting for you, honey boy. When you come back home again, my honey boy, you can guess, I'll say yes. I'll walk down the village lane, my honey boy, to the church, my honey boy, with you. We'll be wed and settled down, my honey boy, with you, dear, always near, in a cottage all our own, just for you and me alone. It will be our home, sweet home, honey boy. Honey boy, I hate to see you leaving. Honey boy, you know my heart is grieving when you are sailing, sailing o'er the sea. Honey boy, and if ever you should take an ocean, to come sailing home across the ocean, honey dear, never fear, I'll be waiting, waiting, waiting for you, honey boy. Thank you.
That was the University Six, also known as the California Ramblers, from 1926, singing What a Man. And closing that set was Billy Murray from 1907 and Honey Boy. He was an extremely popular and prolific artist and had 164 songs make the Billboard charts between 1904 and 1925. I do not think these artists were gay, but the point of hearing them was to have fun with the lyrics.
What's your name? Can I walk you to your door? What's your name? I think I've seen you before. It's so nice to find a personality with charms like yours for me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. What's your name?
What's your name?
Is it Mary or Sue? What's your name?
What's your name?
Do I stand a chance with you? It's so nice to find a personality with charms like yours for me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
The song was What's Your Name? The Don and Watt hit from 1962, but I do not know who sang what you just heard, so I am calling them Unknown Lesbian Group. I do know it's from a concert from the late 70s that was aired on KPFA in Berkeley on the program Fruit Punch. Volunteers at the San Francisco Gay and Lesbian Historical Society have been working hard at restoring tapes of old radio shows, and they've uploaded a bunch of them for anyone to hear, which I think is wonderful. Information on the tapes is sometimes sketchy, but still, this is a treasure. Like this next song from the same source. I hope you've heard of the Coquettes, the iconic San Francisco psychedelic drag queen troupe. Check out Wikipedia for a long entry on them, but for now, know that most of their original songs were written by Scrumby Coldwyn and Martin Warman. Warman unfortunately died of AIDS in 1993, but Coldwyn is going strong and has been performing cabaret for years. I found him on Facebook and he told me this next song came from the show Ricketts, A Day in the Life of the Counterculture from 1974, and that show depicted the lives of co-workers at a department store called Ricketts. He described the show as very post-Coquettes. From a concert tape originally heard on the show Fruit Punch, here they are singing Hots for a Hustler.
I'm usually more contained than this, more under control. I'm usually more maintained than this. But it's getting harder to play this role. I give my body to the store most hours of the week. I do a job, a very good job. But it's getting harder to straighten up and speak, 'cause that word keeps ringing in my ears. I've got the hots for a hustler. He takes me to bars where men bite each other. We go to the baths where men steam and smother. On our knees in the bushes, we get poison oak. We never talk, but God knows how much we smoke. I've got the hots for a hustler. Got the hots for a hustler. There's no one here I can tell that's true. My friends on the phone tell me leave him alone, but they've got the hots for him too. I've got the hots for a hustler. And that word keeps screaming in my hustler doesn't fill needs, he only fills holes. The hustler is business that feeds on our souls. On our knees in the toilets, he can't take a joke.
Track, by the way, will be released hopefully by the end of the year on an Australian compilation put together by Guy Blackman. It will be called Strong Love, Songs of Gay Liberation, 1972 to 1981, and I've seen the track list. It has some real gay music history gems, like this next one. In 1977, an English artist named Robert Campbell released an album called Living in the Shadow of a Downtown Movie Show, and it contained this song, Dream Boy.
The radio man was saying goodnight. I leaned over and switched off the light. Opened closed eyes, memories drifting past. Hang on, hold on, wait a minute. Oh, I want that moment to last. Oh, I've forgotten about you. A good time, that was oh so much fun. Lying in the rain and sheltering from the sun. That was when life was something else. Oh, goddamn the future, 'cause I love the past. Is that all? Is that all? Making love with my dream boy in the hall. And writing our love on the prison walls. Is that all? Was I a fool? Well, I guess I was. I don't know who won, but I sure as hell lost. Hang on, hold on, wait a minute. I wanna say it to your face. Goddamn the future, 'cause I love the past. Is that all? Is that all? Making love with my dream boy in the hall. Writing our love on the prison walls. Is that all? Making love with my dream boy in the hall. Writing our love on the prison walls. Is that thank you.
Now that I found my place in life, a heart knowing where it belongs. A broken dream filled with memories, a weakness too sad to be strong. I look ahead to a brand new dawn, with rain falling from my eyes. Light that shines with smiles we've shared, to beam upon my graying skies. If you are willing to share, I am willing to receive. If you are willing to care, I am willing to believe. If you are willing to stand by the wings of the dove, if you are willing to receive, I am willing to love. They tell me I'm living in dreams that faith can't make come true, that hope can't be made by living, that love isn't meant to be blue. Still my heart keeps beating on a rhythm I just can't control, a vision of sweet mysteries, a union of body and soul. If you are willing to share, I am willing to receive. If you are willing to care, I am willing to believe. If you are willing to stand by the wings of the dove, if you are willing to receive, I am willing to love. If you are willing to share,
I've been meaning to play that one for a while. It's by Anthony Lewis, and it's called Fantasy. I first saw a mention of that record in an article in the 1978 book Lavender Culture, which is a collection of essays by gay and lesbian activists, and was one of the first books I read when I came out, trying to devour everything available, and in those years, that was an attainable task. Anyway, the particular essay in mind was by writer and activist Tommy Avicalli Mecca, and was called Images of Gays in Rock Music. I'll pull three sentences from that article where Mecca writes, "Anthony Lewis, a Philadelphia-based gay folk singer, released Fantasy last year. It even appeared on jukeboxes in some of the gay bars of the city. However, Mr. Lewis's record and the work of gay performers in general have still not gained the widespread support of the gay community. The greater number of non-movement gays don't care if there ever is a distinctly gay music." Sadly, in my opinion, that could have been written yesterday. Another song I've been meaning to play for a while is from the 1970 album Eric Bentley Sings the Queen of 42nd Street and Other Songs. And the Queen of 42nd Street is exactly the song that caught my attention.
Delight, so what else can I do? My hair is far too blonde, my eyelids are too blue, my lips are far too red, my teeth are far too new. So what, if that's the way I am? Some like me that way too. So what, what's it to you? This is the way I am. Yes, I'm just made this way. And when I want to laugh, why then I laugh all day. I dig the guy that digs me, so how am I to blame? If the guy that digs me is not but every night the same. Well, that's the way I am. I'm made this way, you see. And what more do you want? What do you want from me? So what else can I do? I'm made for your delight. My shirt is far too gaudy, my pants are far too tight. The days are past when I would disrobe in the light. So what, if that's the way I am? Some like me that way too. So what, what's it to you? This is the way I am. Yes, I'm just made this way. And when I want to laugh, why then I laugh all day. I dig the guy that digs me, so how am I to blame? If the guy that digs me is not every night the same. Well, that's the way I am. I'm made this way, you see. So what more do you want? What do you want? Kids who love each other in all simplicity. Love, 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 love. What's all this mean to you? There's nothing I can do. I'm made for your delight. This is the way I am. Yes, I'm just made this way. And when I want to laugh, why then I laugh all day. I dig the guy that digs me, so how am I to blame? If the guy that digs me is not every night the same. Well, that's the way I am. I'm made this way, you see. So what more do you want? What do you want from me?
Jimmy come from New Orleans with a scar on his cheek and his future in his jeans. He started hanging out at the bar telling everybody he's an ex-Marine. I don't want to use sugar daddies when I trip the boy who's clean. And Jack's just back from Florida looking very tan, talking coy about the cops, the boys and the sand, and a certain Puerto Rican with a very hyperactive gland. And Jack gets up and does his number and everybody gives him a hand. And Mr. Casual leans over in his casual way to tell you just how things aren't the same today. Why, he teaches at the high school and you wouldn't believe those children in their ways. Then he offers you a drink because you don't have anything to say. Michael, he comes in looking very tough and he's walking so careful so his boots don't scuff. And Eric from Chicago decides he's gonna call Michael's bluff. And Eric says, honey, the only time I say no is when they ask me if I've had enough. and down the street, come in and order up Morgan David wine. And you can hear somebody scream, "Oh, honey, I feel so fine." I heard Mary tell Denise she'd give her 22 and all. Mary, you want to come home and fall? And then somebody else wrote their address down in an indecipherable scrawl. Oh, then the bartender, he hit the lights and shouted last call for the alcohol. Oh, you can come back tomorrow night and you all remember leaving it all. At the bar, down at the bar, inside of the
That was called In the Bar, to me obviously a gay bar, and sounded a bit like Bob Dylan sings Lou Reed. And I thank one of my artist friends, Don Harvey, for sending it to me. The artist was a straight singer, guitarist, and rock critic from Cleveland named Peter Lochner, who died way too young at age 24 in 1977. That song appeared on a 1994 posthumous collection called Take the Guitar Player for a Ride, which is now very out of print. My friend Don knew Lochner from high school until his death and even played in one of his bands, and surmises that Lochner was 100% heterosexual but apparently liked to hang out in gay bars. Probably thought it was trendy. Before I get to the last song, I've got a very different kind of spoken word piece. It's from 1930 and is actually a sermon by the fiery minister, Reverend J. M. Gates, and he rants about those mannish women.
I want to talk about mannish women.
Good.
And the world is full of these kind of women.
Yes,
they're true. Trying to do everything
uh-huh.
they see or hear of a man doing.
They
yes. They're on the racetrack.
Yes.
They are in the air.
Yes. Uh-huh.
In the aeroplane.
Yes,
yes sir.
Yes. All right.
They're mannish women.
Yes.
And they're wearing pants.
Oh,
and cutting their hair like a man.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they are getting so mannish
uh-huh.
until sometimes they try to walk and talk like a man.
Right.
Now, of course, we got some men try to walk
uh-huh.
and talk like a woman.
Yes,
but I'm talking about these mannish women.
Right.
So mannish.
Uh-huh.
Until you can hardly distinguish.
That's right.
Sometime a woman from a man.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So a man is.
Yes.
Until they stay out as late at night as any man.
Come on now.
So a man is.
Uh-huh.
Until they will rob and steal like men.
Yeah, they will.
So a man is.
Uh-huh.
Until sometime.
Well.
You can read about them being bank robbers.
Well.
And hold up that night.
Yes.
So a man is.
Well.
Until they want to raise that children. I believe sometimes
yes.
the thing that makes so many mannish
yes.
women
come on,
is because they don't raise that children.
Yes. That's true.
The doctor
yes.
and the nurse have to raise them.
Yes, it is.
God intended
uh-huh.
for humans child to be raised
come on,
yes.
come on.
By a human.
Yes.
Intended for a little infant child
yes.
to nurse on human milk.
Come on.
But the doctors have to furnish the milk.
Yes.
Sometimes they're prescribing cow milk.
Yes.
Sometimes old goat milk.
Yes. All right,
no wonder there's so many hard-headed men and women.
Amen.
So mannish.
Well, come on, Greg.
I'm so much you mannish women.
Yes.
All right. And then they're getting everywhere.
Yes. Yes.
They're getting everywhere.
Yes.
They're getting in the courthouse.
Yes.
On the street.
Yes. Uh-huh.
In the little village.
Yeah.
Out in the little town.
All right.
So mannish.
Well,
I'm telling you, getting in the church.
Come on.
Getting yeah. every odd ziver in the church.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So mannish.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know what they're going to do about them.
Yeah.
They're getting everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm talking about these
man.
All
it's
right.
Man.
If the women in the church
marvelous.
And the dress too short
marvelous.
May I turn them out?
No, no, no. Take the hem out the dress. Bring it down and let the church roll.
Brother Deacon, tell me what to say.
Take the hem out the dress. Let it down and let the church roll on.
To sort of counter that, I've got Paul Lynde. No, really. Unfortunately, while there's lots of Lynde in movies and on television reruns, very little was preserved on vinyl. He had one solo comedy album called Recently Released from 1960, but he got much more fame from being center square on Hollywood Squares. In 1974, an album was released from the show, and here are all the Paul Lynde parts of the album.
I'd like to start with Paul Lynde, please.
In Alice in Wonderland, who kept crying, I'm late, I'm late?
Alice and her mother's sick about it.
Ted, go right ahead, sir.
I'll take Paul Lynde.
According to Amy Vanderbilt, do you tip in a motel just as you would in a hotel?
For a half an hour.
Okay, Paul Lynde, please.
Paul, this is for $1,200 in the championship. Dale Evans, recently revealed the three secrets behind her happy marriage with Roy Rogers. Listen carefully. We work together, we pray together, and we're darn good... What?
In the saddle.
I'll go to Paul Lynde.
Paul, in what famous book will you read about a talking ass who wonders why it's being beaten?
I read it, The Joy of Sex.
Paul. Nudist camps often advertise that they offer the three R's. Now, two of the three R's are rest and relaxation. What is the third R of the nudist camps?
Ready, wep.
Paul Lynde, please.
When a horse and a donkey get together, the result is a baby mule. Paul, who is the mother, the donkey or the horse?
I don't want to watch and I don't want to know.
Janet?
I'll take Paul Lynde.
Paul, here's one on personality traits. Okay, here's one on personality traits. It's a person who sits with one leg over the arm of a chair, likely to be cooperative or uncooperative.
Is this person a man or a woman?
Okay, again, I'm out of show way before I'm out of songs, and I much thank you for listening. You have to really love obscurities to get this far, so again, I appreciate it. Closing is a song I can't believe I've never played before, because I think it's delightful. Yes, it's by a straight artist, but one loved by many a gay cabaret fan. From the Blossom Dearie album, 82 Bruce, Volume 8, here's the John Wallowich song, Bruce.
Now, here's the song that everyone's been waiting for. Bruce. This song is the talk of Chelsea. It is. And not only Chelsea. I live in the village. And it's the talk of the village, too. And Sibby told me that it's the talk of the Upper West Side. It was written by John Wallowich, my friend John, and he's here tonight. He's going to prompt me with these words if I forget anything. And I heard him sing it, and I asked him if I could sing it, and he said yes. So here it is. This is Bruce. Wherever you go, whatever you do, Bruce, I'm thinking of you, Bruce, and worrying so. Make sure you're not wearing that tacky green gown, and burn up those Joan Crawford pumps you limped into town upon with Yvonne. Bruce, I'm not one to mock a civilized frock, Bruce. You're wedded to schlock, Bruce, to sequins and sleaze. That gold lamé jumpsuit with wimple is simply an also-ran. You look like a hag, Bruce. Now don't be a drag, Bruce. When aping a woman, dress like a man. Bruce, you've got to reduce. Spruce up that caboose, Bruce. Or wear something loose, Bruce. You're lacking allure. Give up on those eclairs and chocolate chip pies, and banish your glory of Vanderbilt jeans. They seem to be undersized thunder thighs. Bruce, you've read too much Proust. You've gotten confused, Bruce. We are not amused, Bruce. Your wardrobe is gauche. Don't emulate Nancy or Jackie. You're acting just as I fear. Please give me a break, Bruce. My heart has an ache, Bruce. For haute couture's sake, Bruce. Shave off your beard. Bruce, you are such a goose. Don't ever wear puce, Bruce. I called Claire Booth loose, Bruce. She had to agree. Last night at the Met, you looked like a troll. And who were those mean-looking, awful old queens resembling some bus and truck? Cajo Fall. Bruce, you use too much rouge. I can't stand your lipstick. To really be hipstick with something pastel, I don't mind your handbag, those earrings, that beauty mark on your knee. You're making me blue, Bruce. I'm pleading with you, Bruce. Don't call yourself Sue, Bruce. Stick with Marie.